out that way for Rabbi Yanai, Yazifu Paro. Rabbi Yanai himself was the garbage stalker, and he used to borrow money from tzedakah and pay back the tzedakah. So it was like the money already came to Yad Gabbai, and still he would still use it for his own sake. How could that be? Samora says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Rabbi Yanai, mine was a little bit different. The Nihalu La'aniyim, the Aniyim are happy for Rabbi Yanai to do this. The Nihalu La'aniyim, why? The Kama de Mashoi Maisei O Maiseilu. Like the longer Rabbi Yanai is without money, so he's going to go, he's the Gabbai, he's going to go around collecting money, make sure people give tzedakah. So the Aniyim are happy if he would use the money of tzedakah, in order to make him collect more money for tzedakah. So the Gabbai himself, he thought he could use the money. Somebody else once was given to the Gabbai, cannot use the money. It's like given over to the Aniyim already. Just the Gabbai himself, that's a throw, the Aniyim themselves are happy that he should use it. Torah Rabbanan like this, Yisrael shes nadev menorah. Or Yisrael was menadev to give a menorah to the Beis HaMikdash. Or to the Beis HaKnesses. Or near the Beis HaKnesses. Also give a Sam a lantern. Or near to the Beis HaKnesses. So also Lishnoisai. Now I want to change it around to use it for something else. Yeah. No, the Beis HaKnesses means the Beis HaKnesses itself can change it and use it for something else. So Sov Reb Chia Barabba Lameimah. Leshonu ledvar rishus. Only that the Beis HaKnesses himself can change it and use it, or sell it ledvar rishus, some for their own sake. And veloishonu ledvar mitzvah, then ledvar mitzvah also it's also. But you can't change it around. If somebody gave the shul the menorah, the shul has to use it. Oh, malei Ravami. Rami said no. Hoch yom Rav Yehuda. This is what Rav Yochanan said. Leshonu ledvar rishus. It's only also for the shul to change it around. It was given ledvar rishus. Av ledvar mitzvah mutl leshnoisay. But for Dvar Mitzvah, then you let it change around. The shul's let it change around. To use it, Dvar Mitzvah, they could sell it, but they need the money for another Mitzvah. What's the Raya? That Midi Yom Rabasi, Yom Rab Yechanan. Oivit Kichovim, Shis Nadiv Menorah. If a guy was Menadiv to give him Menorah. Oy Ner Lebeis Echanesis. If a guy, so it depends. Achaloy Nishka Shem Valer. Like as long as it takes that people forget the one that gave it, whose name goes off it, a few years, during the first few years, so also lishnoisa, you're not allowed to change it for any purpose. But mishatishka Hashem Balev, when people start to forget who was the one that gave it, then mut lishnoisa, then you're allowed to change it around. So chur lamai, what do we want to change it around for? What should the shul want to change it around now? And then if you want to tell me ledvar rishus, they want to change it for dvar rishus stam, not ledvar mitzvah stam for their own purpose. If so, ma'ir or v'chavim, what do you tell me? Because it's a guy's. Afil Yisroel Ami, even a Jew also, if a Jew gave him a neuro to the Beis HaKnesses can't sell it, it's time for their own Rishus. Elo takes it to the Dvar Mitzvah, that the Shul wanted to use it for the Dvar Mitzvah. That'll buy a Sefer Torah, that'll buy Svarim, so they want to sell them neuro to buy Svarim. Now, why is it also over here? For time would have become one because it's a guy. Who? The Poya. There's a Svar, the guy will come screaming his head off. Like an Atzad that the Jews, the Shul, will sell it, so the guy will come screaming away. So therefore we don't sell the guy's menorah. Abba Yisro, but a Jew that would understand what happened, the shul needs a Dvar Mitzvah now, so that for sure he would let them sell it. Delay Pia, he would not come and scream, Shapadami, you're allowed to. So that's the Raya, that if a Jew gives it, so Dvar HaRishus Takvitz also. But the Dvar Mitzvah it's Mutter. Another Mora says, Shazrik Taya, that was a guy, name of a guy, Rashi says, in the Shalabek Nishti, once was Menada gave a present, a light, a shadow to the Beis HaKnesses, to Rabbi Yehuda Shul. So Shniya Rachpa, Rachpa Taka changed it around. He was Rashamish de Rachpa, he changed it around and sold it and got something else. The Yikbad Rover, Rover got angry the more before, by Goy, you can't change it, even Vamitz, you can't change it around. Ikad the army stumps to the Meister was Shniya Rover changed it around. And the Yikbad Rachpa got angry. Vikudian, some say, Shniya Chazne de Pompadisa, the Chazon de Pompadisa, they were the one that changed it around. And Vikpad Rachba, Vikpad Rabba, they both got angry. So, the question is, Mandishniya, the one that changed it around, why did he change it around? I learned before from a guy you can't change it around. Teretz is, Savri holds, Leshchiach, it wasn't Shchiach for this guy to come into Shul. He didn't come around the town so often. So therefore, they weren't afraid he would come in and notice it, that's why they sold it. Well, Mandik, but the one that says no, he's not right. Sovra, they thought, Zimna de Mikra Biyosti, because sometimes he may yet come in. You can never tell. even though he doesn't come too often, but it could just be the one time I'll come in to look there to see his leichta, his lantern, it is not there. So therefore, they will not be not to sell it. Another Mishnah says, Ha goyseis, if somebody is a goyseis, means he's about to die, or else vi ha yoytzili horik, somebody has a psak din to die already, they're supposed to kill him, he's good, they're taking him out to kill him. Alochra is loy nidr v'lo nerach. He himself right now, he has no value to himself. If somebody says, I want to be mechayev the domim, nidr, his value, or else erich means the value the Torah gives him, there's no value for him. So we'll see in the Gemara why. A goyseis, we had a plus before, the hemet, he has to be able to stand up. But a goyseis, a yetz lorik, we'll see in the Gemara why. So loy nidr, that's good, he has no value, nobody would buy him. He's not worth anything right now, he's going to die. So it's not worth anything. But erichin luchuru, why not? That's because there's a kosiv, close the mind, you're alive, you should have erichin. So we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva Oimer, Nerech. No, he does have Erechin. Nerech. If somebody else says, like, I want to be Mechayiv myself to give the value of this person, you have to give it. He's by Yaitzil Horig, calls when he's alive, he has Erechin. If Nesha Domit Ketumim, because there's Domim in the Torah, you don't have to go how much you sell him on the marketplace. Nobody would buy him on the marketplace. They go, boss, the Domit Ketumim, because it's an Erechin, so even the Yaitzil Horig has it. That's what Rabbi Chanina holds. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Noider Umarach. This person or the Goyseis, both of them, whether he was a Goyseis or a Yotzis, being taken out to be killed. If that person makes a neder, or that person makes a marach, I mean he makes a chiv upon himself to give the erchim to somebody else, or also maktish, he could be maktish something. It's hegdish achal. They're still called a lie. They're still called a bardas. So the meisim they do achal. But the hezik, if he does damage. If he does damage, also he's chayef to pay. He's a baradasna, he'll have a chayef to pay. Even after they kill him, pashlamin, you'll take it from the nechosim, you'll collect from the yorshim the money. Now the Gemara says, Bishlaim, it's very good, the Mishnah, Bishlaim, a goy says, loy nidr, a goy says, cannot make a neder. Why? I mean, loy nidr means nobody could be mechayef himself his value. The lav badamu, he's not worth anything, nobody would buy him. A guy that's going to die, nobody's going to buy. He has no erichin. Either anybody else says, "I want to be mechayv myself," is erichin. It's not chal. Why? The lav bar hamad of a rochel we had before. Plus it says behemet beherich. You have to be able to stand up in front of the kain. And if you're a goyseis, you're about to die now. You can't stand up. So it's good. Ella, but what's trying to come? That ella yoytzei lihorik. If somebody's healthy right now, because he has the psak, then he's supposed to be killed. They're taking him out now to kill him. So Bishleim Aloy Nidir, he has no value on him. If somebody says, I want to pay his value to Egdish, it's not Chal. The Lav Badamu, he's not worth a penny now. Nobody's going to buy him, nobody will pay any money for him, he's going to be killed. El Aloy Nerech, but what if it says, if somebody says, I want to be Mechayim himself to pay his Erechin, why not? Am I Loy? Or am I? You don't get the word Loy. Am I? Like, why not? The Khuri, he's the Bar Das, he's still alive right now. And he could stand up in front of the Kohen. So he should have an Erech on him. So somebody else is mechayiv himself to give his erichin, it should be chal. Even if it's mechayiv himself, it should be chal also. So Morin says, the Tani would learn like this, that minayin hayoytzilorg, how do I know what to say? If a person is being taken out to be killed, v'yoma, that person says, erichi olai, that I'm being mechayiv myself to pay my own erichin, shloyama klum, that he has no parsha of erichin, this person, he didn't say anything, talmulem, the posik says, kol cherim lo yipoda. Kol cherim means anybody has a cherim. Rashi says that the cherim is supposed to be die, supposed to be killed. Is lo yipod, there's no din pid. You mean there's no din erichin upon him? That's a special gzeras hakosif. So Mor says Yochel. I would have thought that this pasuk applies even after the kredush nigmadinoi, even before Bezdin Paskin the last maskon also. Maybe he has no erichin. Talmud Lamed. No, the pasuk says min adam from a person. For lo yikol adam, not everybody. It's only a special person. Doesn't have an erichin, which means if he has already a psak din on himself, they have to be killed. Then we have this pasuk kocherim lo yipada, but before the psak din and echnami, then he is a bar erichin. Now the Gemara says that's tranatana kama. Now the Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, the yom that he says no nerich, he says yes that this person, even though he's supposed to be killed, could have an erichin. He's still in the pasha of erichin, and he says the mishnah mefneshadam of ketsumim. Ketuvim, because the Torah says clearly how much he's worth. Like even though to be sold for a neved, nobody would buy him. But he has value according to what the Torah calls it. If so, Hi, kol cherim ayavod lei. We just have shanut on the kam. We dash in a pasuk kol cherim lei yipode. Mashmeh how the chiv misa held the dinerchin. So what does Rabbi Chanina do with this pasuk? So the rinse is look at the Tanya. Here's like we learned. Look at the Tanya. Rabbi Yishmael benoi. Shereb Yechem Abruku Aymer. Lefishem et sinu lemunsim b'day shemayim. We find a lot of somebody supposed to die b'day shemayim. Meaning, let's say in a case where your shor killed a person. So, lach is we kill the shor, but the pasuk, even the pasuk says gam bol of yuma, the owner should also die. But we say it doesn't really mean he should die; it just means he has to pay kofi, he has to pay the value of the niftar, or else the shalot, the main nizik, the main mazik, just has to pay the value of the person and he frees himself. That's called shenoyis the moment meschapalhem. Shneva the pasuk says in kofi yushas olav. If they put kofir upon him, he pays the kofir, he doesn't have to be killed. Yachl, I would have thought to say, after they odin came, even the case where you kill somebody, if Yimamish Chayiv Misa, maybe also you could pay yourself to be free, pay kofir. Talmud Lema, this apostle says, no, kocherim le yipoda, meaning that once you did something, you have a Chayiv Misa upon yourself, you can't redeem yourself. You have to be killed, there's no way to redeem yourself. Ein le yele, maybe only Misa Chamuras. Means even when you do that avera b'shoigig, there's no kapora for it. So then, when you did a b'mezid, you have to be killed. Rashi says, "Could go in megadif when you curse Hashem or you curse your father. If you do it b'shoigig, you're not chayiv a korban, you're not chayiv a golus. Since there's no kapora b'golus, maybe if you do it b'mezid, there's no kapora either. You have to be killed. You can't pay yourself free. But misa is kalus. Let's say you kill somebody in mechal Shabbos." If you do it b'shoigeg, if you kill somebody, you got to go to golus on Shabbos. You chayiv a korban. So since there are kaporos involved, maybe if you kill somebody, the mezid, maybe also you could free yourself by payment. On this Talmud, the pasuk says, "No kol cherim." Mash, any time you have a chiyuv misa upon yourself, that's it. There's no way you could free yourself. You can't redeem yourself with kofar. That's the Rebbe Chanina dashes of this pasuk. Be'enachnami. A person that's tam yotzel horik, they're supposed to kill him, he is still in the parasha of Erechin. And if he'll say Erechin, if somebody else says Erechin, he'll have to pay according to how much he's worth. How much the Torah says, how old he is. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosi Yomer Noidir Amarech. This yotzel horik, he's still called the Bardas, so he could make a neder, he could make an Erechin. Mar says, Vatanakama, what Tanakama hold? Mi komar deloy. So the Tanakhama said, not like that. Like, what's Rabbi Yossi saying? Elder Morse is like this. Tanakhama also agrees like that. That the person, even though he's supposed to be killed, he's still a bardas. And if he's mechayiv himself to give money to Hegdish, or he says he's mechayiv himself to somebody else's erchin, or if he's makdis something, everybody holds that tchal. He's a bardas. Ki pligi, where's the machlekis in the Mishnah? Be him hezek. In the case where this person that's the Yotzel Horik on the way out and take him to kill him, he hits somebody, he's mazik somebody. Does he have to pay or not? Tanakama Savar im hizik, if he does damage, ain't the chayiv b'tashlumim, like he's going to be killed now. The question is, can we collect the money from the Yorshim? Tanakama says no. Rabbi Yossi Savar im hizik chayiv b'tashlumim, yes, if he does damage, we could collect the money from his Yorshim. So the Maikim, if it was the Machlekes over here, or Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, the milver apir. Hey, see, there was no real psak bezdin yet, so it's only called the milva ba'peh. So that's the question, if you have a milva that wasn't written down in the shtar, there's no psak bezdin yet, just then we know that you were mazakim, so taki you have a chiv to pay, but it's like ba'peh, but only by mouth, so can you collect that from your shemesh machoikis? Tanakam is saw the milva ba'peh, ain't a gov in the yorsh. No, you cannot collect it from the yorshim. Rav Yossi saw yes. Milva apes gave him in the Yoshim, you could collect it from the Yoshim. That's the machlekes on the common Rabbi Yosi. Rav a little bit different. Rav says the kulu yalma milva apes ain't gave him in the Yoshim. Everybody could order the milva apes. You did not collect from the Yoshim. For achas, what's from Rabbi Yosi over here? The milva ksuva b'Torah. The Torah says if you do damage, you have to pay. So the Torah says you have to pay over yekim iflagi. Tanakam is sover, even though it's in Milvik Suba Batura, still Lavk Suba Bishtar Domi. It's not like it's written down in the Shtar. And therefore you cannot collect it from his Yorshim. But Rabbi Yossi sover, yes, Kich Suba Bishtar Domi, it's still written down in the Shtar. And therefore you have a right to collect it from his Yorshim. That's the Machlekes. Now, viki sum the master was someone like this. Aho, on this halacha, it says hayoytzil horik. If someone is being taken out to be killed, hayoytzil horik. Hayoytzil horik who shechovu b'acherim. Let's say he does damage to other people, chayiv, he has to pay. But acherim shechovu l'boy, other people who damaged him, pturim. Other people who damaged him, the potter. Rashi says pturim. Dein ledom, he has no value. This person, for yoymet ulich, he's aiming himself to be killed, like to be beaten up. So therefore, somebody else hits him as mazik him, that person is potter. But if he himself is mazik somebody else, so it says here yichayif, or who shechayu b'cherim is chayif. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, no, af hu im chovu b'cherim potter, even if he does damage now to somebody else, he's still potter. Why? Shle nitin lachazora samidis bezdin. That we don't wait until there be a psak bezdin. We don't stop his misa. He's supposed to be killed right now. So since Bezdin never gets around to make a psak din that he's chayiv, sechur means it only remains like a milvah baper, and a milvah baper you don't collect from the yoshim. So therefore, when he dies, the yoshim don't have to pay. All right, turn over.